cut down a lot of people.
If you need a friend, please know that I care. And if you're alone, if you're scared, if you're afraid, all you have to do is call my name. If your soul's been left out in the rain, if your heart is drumming,
your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of Paradise Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our toll-free numbers are 877-270-8714, Canada 888-861-3519, our direct line, same area code, 530-876-3223 or 413-4515. And God says, reach for the stars. It is the time has indeed arrived. I am so excited and thrilled to be with you each this evening. And boy, I have been waiting for this show. We are going to have a very exciting guest that will be sharing her own wisdom and thoughts with each and every one of you. And I am indeed going to repeat our call-in numbers because you're definitely going to want to call in tonight. And those numbers are, for the USA, toll-free, 877-270-8714, Canada, 888-861-3519, our direct lines, same area code, 530-876-3223 or 413-4515. I also wanted to make a few announcements to all of the listeners this evening. And for all the listeners in Pal Talk, I actually have our guest name, Linda Drake, up in the room for all of you. And I encourage and invite each and every one of you to visit Linda's website, and that is Linda Drake Books with an S at the end, .com. And it's one of those websites you'll definitely want to roll up your sleeves, have a notebook, and sit and totally enjoy yourself as you explore her wonderful website that she has to share with each and every one of you. And for all those others, I invite you all to visit my personal show page. I have a wealth of information about Linda and the work that she does. And matter of fact, she is coming with us tonight while she's on the road traveling, sharing her wisdom worldwide. And if you will bear with me this evening, I would like to share some wonderful background about our guest for this evening. Linda Drake is an intuitive life path healer. She uses her gift for channeling souls on the other side to help to find comfort and healing to all. And reaching through the veil to heal, which is her title of her wonderful book, she shares powerful, true stories that underscore vital lessons in accepting loss, coping with grief, understanding death, and reconnecting with life. From the deceased wife who helps her husband find new love to the baby who uses his life to impact medical knowledge, these enlightened tales touch the heart and remind us of the soul's endurance. Readers can also find inspiration here to heal from other losses, such as losing a job or ending a relationship. And I would like to share her website once again with each of you tonight, and that is lindadrakebooks.com. Linda is also a true channel for spirit and a life path healer. Using her intuitive gifts of clairvoyance and clairaudience in doing her work. In doing her work, she channels spirit healing energy along with the Reiki energy, devoting her life to helping others heal and connecting to her clients with their angels, guides, and spirits who give their guidance and healing. She works closely with the angelic realm, allowing her to connect with loved ones and friends who have passed over. This in itself brings great healing and comfort to those on both sides. I have traveled the world sharing my healing gifts and messages in doing spirit's work. I have touched, indeed, thousands of lives. So without further delay, let's all give our guest, Linda Drake, a warm welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be with you and your listeners. It's quite a pleasure for me.
Oh, no, it's our honor to have you, Linda, and I've just been so excited. I thought this show would never come, and here we are together. And I'm real excited, and thank you for allowing me to share you with all of our listeners. One of the first things I would like to explore with you is the title of your book is Reaching Through the Veil to Heal. Would you share with all our listeners this evening a little bit more about this book and what inspired you to really sit down and write this book?
Well, I was truly inspired by Spirit because they told me to sit down and start writing. So when they give me a command like that, I listen. Spirit totally guides my life. They came into my life about 9 years ago and miraculously healed me, and that definitely healed my physical body, and that got my attention. And so they said that they wanted me to work with them as a life path healer. And so we began our work at that time. And about 5 years into our work, I call them spirit because when they first began speaking with me, and I actually hear them speaking with me just as I'm speaking with you, and I asked, who's speaking with me? They said, we are spirit. And I said, who is spirit? And then they said, we are the consciousness of God. We are the angels that are the fingers of God that work within your life. And we are the masters that bring you the messages of God. We are spirit. So that's how they began working with me. And just a few months after we began our journey together, they told me they would bring me a teacher that would assist me throughout the rest of my work. And then a few days later, I was in meditation, and I heard a voice announce himself as Abraham. And so I said, okay, who are you? And they said, we are your teacher. So that is how I began working with the group Consciousness of Abraham. They are the ones that wrote my book. I'd love to take credit for such a beautiful book, but they channeled it through me. We'd been working with people for 5 years and giving them these beautiful messages of healing and communicating with their loved ones in spirit and talking to their angels and spirit guides. And they said that I was trying to heal the world one person at a time, and I wasn't going to get to everybody. So they needed to share their messages in a book. So that's how we began writing the book.
And they wanted to. I apologize for the interjection here, Linda. Please forgive me. You know, it's really interesting because a lot of us have indeed and are familiar with Abraham. And, you know, I've always found Abraham to be a wonderful, wonderful light being that comes forth to really share the knowledge with humanity. And it's really interesting because he's been quite vocal for years now, hasn't he?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Now, I didn't know who Abraham was. I thought he was my individual teacher that Spirit had sent me, as they told me they would. And so I didn't realize that there was all of these writings about Abraham until just a couple years ago, even after they wrote our book. I was at an event, and Abraham told me to go to a where they had set up a bookstore and to purchase a book. And I said, you want me to buy a book? And he said, yes, you'll enjoy this one, because typically from the very beginning, Spirit would not allow me to read any books about the subject. They just told me that when they first came in my life, I said, I need some books, I need some classes, I need something to teach me about what we're going to be doing. And they said, no. Just come directly to us when you have questions. We will teach you everything you need. And so they have never allowed me to read books. So I was surprised when they sent me over to this display of books. And I picked up this book that said Esther Hicks. And I flipped it open and started looking at it. And I recognized some of the writings in this book as the lecture we had done the weekend before. And so, you know, I flipped it back over looking at it, and it said Abraham. And I went, oh, my gosh, Abraham, is this you? Is this your writings? And he said, yes, we write through many different people. We write through many souls that open their hearts and allow us to channel our messages through them, because our messages are not for one. Our messages are for the whole, all of humanity.
Yes. Absolutely. I'd like to share with you a thought that one of our listeners would like to share with you personally, Linda. His name is Archangel Rooster, and he's soon going to be on my show as well, so I'm really looking forward to the show with him. And he says, I can really relate to you, Linda, here. And it's really interesting because as I was talking with him and he was sharing me a bit about his own journey, some very similar situations unfolded for him as well. So I just wanted to make sure that I did indeed share that with you. If you would, Linda, because I know you are one busy young lady, would you like to share with our listeners this evening on all the other works that you are doing and the traveling that you do?
Well, I am all over the United States this year. I started October of 2006 promoting my book. My book is on death and grief and communicating with loved ones and spirits. So this is a subject that touches the lives of everyone. And so Abraham made me promise when we wrote the book that I would spend several years devoted just to getting this book in the hands of humanity. So I am traveling all over the United States. I live in Austin, Texas, but currently I am on my way to the East Coast. And for multiple events, workshops, book signings, I'm at the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo in Philadelphia the end of this month, end of October. And so I hope if any of your listeners are that far out that they will join me. I do limited sessions, private sessions. The best way to catch me is at one of my events because my time is so limited. And I will be back on the I'm just ping-ponging back and forth across the United States. I just left the West Coast, and so I'll be back on the West Coast in January and February. So I hope your listeners will go to my website and look at my schedule and see if maybe I'm going to be in your area. You can also go on my website and register my website so that you are notified when I am in your area, or at least when I am in your state, to give you the opportunity to connect with me in some way.
Absolutely. Well, I do know the next time you are in Phoenix, I am going to personally come and meet you. And it's really interesting. I got very, very excited because you have personally interacted with one of my favorite people on this planet. She's just one of the few, but I'd like for you to share with all our listeners this evening about Rose.
Oh, yes. Yes. I am not, I very seldom have the opportunity to watch TV or to go to movies, so I'm not really up on all of that, who's who in that arena, but I was at an event for the Ramones. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Ramones band. They were very, very popular. They were the original rock band in the 70s and 80s. And I was at an event doing a circle of love for them. And I was introduced to Rose McGowan. She stars on the Charmed TV series, and she's been in multiple movies lately. And I did... To be honest, I didn't know who she was.
Oh, my gosh.
Linda Ramone asked me to introduce her, just said, this is my friend Rose. Could you do a quick reading for her? And so I said, yes, I've got about 10 minutes, and, you know, I'll just give you some quick confirmation here. And I sat down with her and did the whole reading, still not knowing, having any idea who she was. And it wasn't until afterwards when my friend told me, that was Rose McGowan you just read for. So, but we had a wonderful, wonderful talk. And Johnny Ramone came in because she's good friends with Johnny Ramone, who just passed over, about 2 years ago, and so she wanted to talk with him from the other side. And so we had a great conversation with him, and it was very enjoyable.
Well, she is definitely one of my favorite people, and all three of them on the series, actually, I just love all three of them, and how fortunate you are to have had the opportunity to be with her. So I had to bring that up.
She's just so cool. Delightful, just the most delightful person. Just as down to earth and sweet. So we had a great time, and now I've since, you know, watched her multiple times on her program and really got hooked on it. But because she's on Charmed. I'm not sure what station that's on for you, but
I know what it is.
It's a great show.
Yes,
we
it
had
is.
A lot of fun.
Well, thank you for allowing me to bring that forth. Now, I know that for any callers that call in, you're going to actually give them messages. And
yes, I'd love to do that. Now, just to tell a little bit about my background. I am, as I said, I'm a life path healer. So what I do is I help people understand the journey of their life. I help them understand what their life purpose is, you know, where they're at right now. I give them this guidance through the assistance of Abraham and their spirit guides and angels. My book is based on the Reach Into the Veil to Heal. Is based on, as you said, death and grief. And there are many different kinds of grief because grief is such a big part of our life, and it happens in many, many different ways, whether it is the loss of a relationship or the loss of a pet or the loss of our health or a job, but most often through the loss of death. And so my book helps people understand about the soul's journey, about what happens as we're approaching the doorway of death and what happens when we cross through. You know, I've just had the most amazing journey talking with all of these spirits that come back and tell me all about their experience. Of course, most of them are the same experience because death is the same, but how they come back and share with me who they talked to and what how it happened and what it looked like for them, that just gives me so much hope. For our journey.
And I really, really want to commend you for your great works, Linda, because sorrow and loss and all those types of things has really been very predominant on this planet. And, you know, you can, even just with a smile, you can change a person's life. And for you to really bring this wonderful book forward to really help an individual to understand, you know, their own place in the world, along with giving them the tools to help assist them in their own personal healing. I just want to thank you for that because it's so needed on this planet.
Well, we just don't know. We don't know how to prepare for death because to us, it's so, you know, there's such a mystery surrounding it. You know, up to this point, we didn't know what happened when you crossed over. We didn't know how death felt. You know, is it just a big black hole you fall off into? You know, what is the truth about it? You know, our religions have tried, you know, for thousands of years to support us in giving us the knowledge that they had, but they didn't have all the knowledge to give us the hope. And so that is what Spirit has done through our book, is to give people hope about how, when they do lose a loved one to death, that loved one is not gone. That loved one has not abandoned them and just went poof and just never to be in their life again. That love, it's what I call the circle of love.
Yes.
Because just because we release our physical body does not mean that our love dies. Does not mean that the energy of our spirit dies. It just takes on a new form.
That's absolutely. It's
on the spirit body.
Yes. So correct. If you'll hold your thought for a minute, I want to let our caller know that we are aware that you're online. We thank you for your patience. We will be bringing you forth on the radio show here in just a moment. So please hang in there with us. I want to remind all the listeners that are tuning in to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Tonight, our guest is Linda Drake. She has wrote a wonderful, wonderful book with the assistance of Abraham, titled Reaching Through the Veil to Heal. Her website is lindadrakebooks.com, and that is an S at the end of books. You know, and what was coming to mind, Linda, real quick, I'd like to share this with you before I bring our caller on, is the magnitude of every heart through your wonderful book of healing a broken heart. And so I was just sitting thinking about you're traveling all over the world healing hearts. That's incredible. That, to me, is the ultimate work that anyone could ever do, is to reach out and mend a heart.
That does describe what I do, because people come to me with all kinds of challenges, whether it's a physical challenge or emotional challenge. And anytime, we all have the ability to heal the hearts of those around us with our words, our actions, you know, even our prayers. And so what we have to take that responsibility. And often we don't know what to say to somebody, but often it's just a hug that we can give. Maybe it's just a shoulder of support to lean on, or just an ear to listen to them. But there's so many ways to help people and for you to be the healer.
That is absolutely correct. On that note, let's go ahead and invite our caller onto the line with us. If you would, welcome to the show, and if you'd give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, my name is Fran, and I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Welcome. It's an honor to have you with us this evening. Linda, I'm going to just turn the Fran right over to you.
Hello, Fran. You're in one of my favorite cities. I have multiple friends in your city, so I visit there often.
Wonderful.
Fran, what is your question for us tonight?
Well, I'm a spiritual worker, light worker, and I have just embarked on a new phase of my spiritual work. And so I would like to know a little bit about whether I'm taking the right direction and how that's going to go and that kind of thing.
Friend, what Abraham is telling me, and he also has the assistance of your spirit guides and angels here with us, but they are all agreeing that you are on the right path. They're saying you have struggled for many, many years to find what is right for you, to feel comfortable with what you're doing, and to embrace it fully with your life. They're saying there's been times in your life when you did not have the support for what you wanted to do, and so they're saying you are pushing forward. Knowing, they're saying it's a knowingness within you now at this point in your life that this is right for you, and this knowingness gives you the courage to claim it for you, to say, this is who I am and this is what I want. So they're really applauding you and saying, keep moving forward. Now there are, they said you have picked up and hold in your hand an enormous amount of knowledge that you have, of readings, classes, places where you've picked up this knowledge. They said this is only a small part of what you will attain over the next 3 years. But they ask that you will continue to, they said, we don't want you just gaining the knowledge. We want you out there using it, applying it in people's lives in a very big way. Now, they said that there will be a transition with the path, the career that you have been in previously, but there's going to be a transition in that that will open the doorway to something bigger for you in your on your spiritual path.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
I'm actually very excited for you, Fran. So, dear heart, spread your wings and give yourself that permission to fly. I can feel that excitement for you, and great things are indeed coming.
They also say that there are multiple people that are being drawn to her, and all these people will grow together. But one is especially a mentor, a very, very strong spirit, a knowingness. This person is a teacher for many, but will especially focus on Fran.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Please go on my website, and so that I'll notify you when I'm in the area, because I am making plans at this time to be in the Denver area next year.
I sure will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We hope that we have served you well. And thank you for calling. Ooh, I'm so excited for Fran. This is great, great. I want to remind all our listeners, feel free to call in. Our guest for this evening is Linda Drake, and her website is lindadrakebooks.com. And she has a wonderful, wonderful book that she was received assistance from Abraham. The title of this book is called Reaching Through the Veil to Heal. So while we're waiting for our next caller, Linda, may I ask you for a reading?
Yes, yes, I'd love to help you tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you have specific questions, or are you wanting an overview of where you are at?
I'd like to know where I'm going.
Abraham is asking, he says, do you want to know where you are going with career, relationship,
career,
or your spiritual path? Career. Okay. They said you have worked very hard to gain a significant amount of knowledge in the area that you are currently functioning in, but this what you are doing to bring prosperity into your life is not the only direction that you are supposed to be going. It is only putting food on the table, they said. There is a much more spiritual based direction that you will be going, and that is focused on the radio program that you are facilitating. They're asking that you do this, that you continue doing this. There is a crossroads coming up for you of making a decision about something early in next year, and they ask that you still keep your eye focused on your spiritual path so that you can continue to enlarge it. Are you looking at doing multiple shows?
Yes, I am.
Because they're saying
I'm
that
actually
they,
expanding my show.
Yes, because they're asking that you do this, that you focus on this, and keep your focus on this so that, and don't go into a state of doubt or fear that this is the right time for this. They said, know that this is the right time. The messages need to be out there, need to be put out there so that the masses can hear. And so they cannot do this if it is limited. So they're asking you, they said they know that there will be a struggle in this way. This may be a financial struggle, but it is a struggle that may cause a fear for you. But they said just trust, and it will be manifested for you.
Yes, yes. Actually, they've been showing me that already.
Yes. So we are giving you confirmation of all that you have already been seeing. Often, you know, our guides are constantly giving us information about our lives. Many of us need that confirmation in some way so that we can really believe it. And so Abraham says he is very honored that he could be part of this confirmation for you, because they said the importance of this work is far beyond what you can see at this time, the lives that it is going to touch. And some that have trust issues, but you will open their eyes to what is real, and what is possible beyond their expectations, or the limitations of their knowledge.
Yes.
And yes. So this, it's very essential that you continue bringing people to your program to show them all that is possible, all that is... Oh, okay. Abraham says, many people only focus on the surface of the water, and they have no idea the depth of the water or all that exists below the surface, because there is such beauty below the surface. But you have to, somebody has to take you there, or you're afraid to put your head below the surface.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, thank you so much. And yes, it is, I mean, it can, because we're all human beings. As well, even though we're spiritual beings here on the planet. And, you know, when we step out of that comfort zone and expand, you know, even for myself at times I'll get really nervous about, am I going the right direction, and so forth. So there are those moments within myself as well. But thank you so much.
I am honored, Abraham. Abraham says you have been given so many gifts and so many opportunities. He just wants you to accept them and know that you are worthy of them and how important you are in the scheme of the spiral of life, of humanity.
Thank you. I am honored. We have another caller. Thank you, Abraham. Many blessings to you as well. We have another caller I'd like to invite on to the show. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, hi. My name is Marilyn, and I'm from Champaign, Illinois.
Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for Linda?
Yes. Hi, Linda. Is it possible to ask for a general reading, or do I need to be more specific?
It's most effective if you are focused on one area of your life. Typically, a full reading could last as long as 30 minutes to an hour. So since our time is limited, you could focus on what is most important to you at this time.
Life work.
I am Abraham, and I desire to answer this question myself. Each of you comes into this life with different purposes for your life, and you struggle your entire life to understand what your purpose is. There is a human ego purpose that we must each attain and work through, as this is where your issues will all lie. The issues that will play out in each one of your relationships are in this purpose. There is a spiritual purpose that you have committed with God to come in and attain in this lifetime. Many different opportunities throughout your life are given to you for you to have the opportunity to begin this purpose. But often, your lives are blocked with the chaos of the issues from your human ego purpose. You have struggled much of your life as you have worked through relationships that did not work for you, trying to find the love that you desired and the acceptance for who you are. We have seen this often in you. But you are now to the point where you are trusting more of who you are and your worthiness to attain the blessings in your life that you have been promised. The spiritual purpose that you have come into this lifetime is as a teacher, setting examples for others of your strength. We do ask that you look back at yourself and let go of the negative beliefs that you often hold so that you can fulfill the purpose, the spiritual purpose that you came to achieve. You keep tripping over these negative beliefs, believing that you are not worthy as one of God's children to be all that He has promised you and all that you know within you that you have. As this teacher, it is necessary, as this teacher for others, it is necessary for you to search out and attain the knowledge for you to share, because people look up to you, people admire who you are, and they are drawn to you. This attraction of people is very important if you are to be a teacher. But you must believe. You must believe in yourself and the power that you hold. You have a change coming up for you at the beginning of the year, closer to the end of the year, but it will not be fulfilled and completed until the beginning. Your guides are very excited about this for you because they know it is something that you have waited a long time for. But you must believe that you are worthy of this, or you will push it away and deny yourself this. What more do you ask from us?
How will I know about this change?
Your spirit guides are saying that they have been chattering at you incessantly, trying to get your attention, trying to break through your belief system that you are not worthy. It is necessary that you find a place of silence, of stillness within you so that you can hear them and you can receive the guidance that they bring you. This is so important for you. This is the support system that God has given you, and you are ignoring it. You are denying yourself the comfort that they are able to bring to you, and the knowledge that they are able to bring to you. Again, you keep denying. They said, your guides say, that you continually deny who you have come in this lifetime to be. They just ask that you open up your arms to receive. They ask that, they said, we will give you confirmation of who you are, but your guides say you must believe it. But you are not listening to them. You are not finding that place of stillness. You are rushing through life, trying to control your life, when that is not necessary. It is only to be guided by them that is necessary. Would they ask again that you find this place of stillness, of meditation, whether it be in the bathtub or on a long walk, allowing your mind to hear? Does this help you with your path?
Well, yes, it does. Thank you very much. Is this change involving career or job?
This change will involve your career. Yes, this change will involve your career. The career that you are currently in, that you have been working in at for the past period of time, you are now bored with. You are not growing. And it is time for growth. So it is time that you either change the career that you are in or make changes to it, because you have become stale in this and are not moving forward in the way that they desire.
Well, thank you very much. I should get off, and maybe someone else can get through. But thank you, Linda and Abraham, and I enjoy your show, Leilani. Goodbye.
I hope that helped her find some guidance in her life.
Welcome back to the Universal Spiritual Connection. My special guest for this evening is indeed Linda Drake, and her wonderful website is lindadrakebooks.com. She's written a wonderful book titled Reaching Through the Veil to Heal. I want to personally thank Marilyn for calling in. And what perfect, perfect messages and guidance to touch each and every one of our listeners. We ask that you take this information and empower yourself, because there's always beauty in all messages given. And on that note, Linda, wow, I'm just sitting here really feeling this wonderful energy from Abraham. I see him laughing. He's chuckling, isn't he?
Yes, yes. Yes, he is.
You know, it's really interesting because I've been, I know we've got quite a few other callers that are attempting to call in, so I'm giving them a chance right now to call in. But I really wanted to remind all of our listeners to please go on to my website. Oh! We have a call from Australia, Linda. So let us welcome our next caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Chantel. I'm calling from Australia.
Well, welcome to the show. This is exciting. I love Australia. Did you have a question for Linda?
Yes, I do have a question for Linda. I'm not quite sure how to word it, but I am not a resident. I am on a student visa.
If I could get you to hold your thought for just a moment, please. If I could get you to speak up just a bit louder for us.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, the connection might be a little weak. I said I'm on a student visa here currently. I'm not an Australian citizen, but I feel Spirit has some things for me to do here, and I'm just looking for some sort of confirmation that I'm going to be able to stay and do that.
Yes, your guides are telling us that you are returning home to Australia. Even though you are not from Australia, you have had many past lives in this area that have drawn you back to this area to complete the work that you did not finish in these other lifetimes. So not only is there work for you to be doing there, there is also very, very important relationships there that you will be having closure with, embracing as you each are growing. In your relationships, but having closure of things that have been created before. And so it is very, very important that you are in Australia at this time to fulfill this. There is another country that you will be going to from Australia. You will not be going home. Now, where is your original home? Is your home the United States?
Yes.
Okay. There is another country you are going to be going to. It does appear that it's France, that you have... You have some, in this lifetime, you're creating closure of karma you've created in multiple lifetimes, but closure in relationships. So you will be taken to multiple places throughout the world, to go back and, walk back through those lifetimes. So it is very, very important that you, fulfill the work that is to be done there in Australia. Now, are you looking at staying there for another? They're giving me the number 2. Are you looking at staying there for 2 years?
Well, right now it's all up in the air, and that's been my concern.
Because they're saying that 2 years is the amount of time that is needed for you to finish what you have gone there to do. So, both Spirit, your guides, and Abraham are all telling me that that yes, you will fulfill a 2-year period there.
Okay, which tells me then that there won't be any hang-ups concerning immigration.
There will be a minor one.
Go smoothly.
they're saying there will be just a very minor one, but it will be overcome, so you will be allowed to stay.
Terrific. Thank you.
But enjoy, you will off, you, from there you will enjoy a trip to France.
Yay.
Never considered France before, but yeah, why not?
Well, they're saying that something will pull you in that direction. So please, they're saying please stay open because, again, this is a lifetime that is very important for you to have closure on the relationships that are not just focused in one area as the United States, but they're saying these areas, it is focused on multiple places in the world.
Now, I want you to send
me a ticket.
Well,
then I'm just going to take that as things will manifest to provide the funding and means to do all of that.
Yes, yes. Because it is your purpose in this lifetime to fulfill it, the funding will come. That does not mean that you can sit on the street corner and ask for help. It means you must search for the funding. It does appear that it looks like a grant. So you may be looking at some sort of a government grant of some sort. Because they're saying money will be provided for you in this way.
That would be nice.
We hope we have served you well. I've got one more caller, dear heart. And
no problem. Thank you very much, Linda. And
thank you,
Leilani.
Thank you and bless you.
Please continue listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'd like to invite our next caller on to the show, and please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Leilani. It's Gracie. How are you?
I'm great. And how about yourself?
I am doing very well, and I want to tell you the show is beautiful and your guest. And I would like to ask a question, if I may.
Sure. Please, go ahead.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you. I would like to know where my spiritual path is going, if I may, please.
Please repeat the question. I have a bad connection.
Hello?
Hello, can you repeat your question?
Yes, please. I would like to know, if I may, where my spiritual path is going, please.
Okay. Okay, they're saying your spiritual path, ooh, they're applauding you. They're saying your spiritual path has just blossomed out. You have been a tight, you have been pursuing it for quite some time, but it is now spiraling out to involve many, many different people in your path that you are drawing to you. But so now you are a healer in this lifetime. They keep telling me that you are a healer. They keep insisting this, so you need to be expanding your path out and see what are the multiple ways that you can be doing healing in people's lives. There's an unusual method of healing that they are referring to you that you have knowledge of from a previous lifetime, but you are going to implement in this lifetime. So I believe you are going to be reawakened to this method of healing. So you need to be looking around and expanding your awareness as to what else you can be applying in your life. Massive amounts of knowledge will be coming into your life by March.
Well, thank you very much. March is a very, very special month.
They're saying it's a time of new beginnings for you.
Thank you.
A time when your life is going to be very, very blessed.
Thank you. March
Grace.
Is a very special month. Was the month I was born.
Okay, so that's where the new beginnings are. Often our new beginnings do come at the time of our birthday, because, of course, that's the time that you chose, your soul chose to come into this world to begin its life and to begin its journey. So it's always an important time to start things.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I just have one more question, if I may, quickly.
Okay.
Will there be any chance of me ever reaching my spirit guides?
your spirit guides are saying, yes, yes, they want, they try very hard to interact with you. Again, you need some assistance. You cannot, you have a difficult time shutting off your mind, shutting the chatter of your mind. And so they're saying they need a time of stillness for you. Again, they said you can't sit still. You're not, this is very difficult for you. So they're asking that you implement into your spiritual study a guided meditation so that your mind can be occupied while your spirit guides are accessing your spiritual, your intuitive mind. And so
thank you.
Do some research and see if you can find one of those CDs. If you're not able to find a CD that will connect you with your spirit guides and angels, go email me and I will suggest one for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Grace, for calling in, and we hope we have served you well. Wow, we're already having to say goodbye to all our listeners tonight. Linda, I personally want to thank you. I honor you for your work and for sharing with all the listeners this evening. And I'd love to have you come back and join us as well. And we send you off to your great journeys and be safe. And we look forward to speaking to you once again. So we're going to say goodnight to you. And I want to say to all of our listeners tonight, you are the I Am, the power and the authority of you, your worlds, and activities. Invite yourself today to claim the power within yourselves and the great masters that each and every one of you are. Until we see each other again, be well to all of you, and may God bless each and every one of you. Good night to all.
If you need a friend, please know that I care. And if you're alone, if you're scared, if you're afraid, all you have to do is call my name. If your soul's been left out in the rain,